alive. A pox-marked Morel stares at me suspiciously. My shallow roots grope for the floor, my sheared cap falling lightly to the ground. The poem I had included in the anthology looked of an area, a small area like Festus Crystal City, but it was River de Pere. And something that haunted me was standing there watching, being an observer, and watching people walk in and out, almost pace in and out of the flood lamps since all the electricity was turned off. But solitary figures pacing in the flood lamp. Between stations. One night till full, the moon fattens wider, the river higher, and the ching-chung of generators dictates the rhythm of your walk. An odd piece, the tick of a new clock that damns you awake, but nights later taps you to sleep. With one pump behind, one up ahead, it is fear that rises faster than water. You can smell it and the dank, dark places it's been. No residents, no utilities, just the bloated moon and that chugging to tell you it's not the end. One night to go, the water rising in the river and in your eyes. Thank you.